With Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman. The actress Loretta Swit, best known for her role as Major Hot Lips Houlihan in the popular TV show MASH, is in Missoula. She's here for a screening of Never the Same, a film about American prisoners of Imperial Japan during World War II. The screening coincides with an exhibit at the Montana Museum of Art and Culture that features pieces by Montana artist Ben Steele. At Finn and Porter Restaurant, with a front-row seat view of the Clark Fork River, Swit talks about how she got involved after the film's director, Jan Thompson, winner of 3 Emmy Awards, contacted a mutual friend to say,
"I'm looking for a very strong female voice for my narrator." And he said, "There is nobody else. You have to call Loretta Swit."
Thompson also needed other voices for the project, and Swit jumped in to help.
Jan's a teacher. She was going to maybe approach her students. "Whoa," I said, "wait a minute. First of all, we need older voices, and we need some heavyweight, competent actors. Let me go out there and talk to my buds."
Swit's buds included Ed Asner, Alec Baldwin, Jamie Farr, Kathleen Turner, Robert Wagner, and Sam Waterston, as well as several other well-known actors who added their talents to the film.
"We're all knees and eyeballs, you know. That's what we used to say, all knees and eyeballs."
"I have never experienced such a study of man reduced to the lowest common denominator."
During their incarceration, Swit says the men obsessed about
food. That's all they thought about. They were starving, so they'd do recipes, make up the most outrageous things, you know, 7 jars of peanut butter, 18 pounds of chocolate.
And as Jan Thompson found out, their creative imaginations helped many of the prisoners survive.
"It's interesting how each individual was able to survive their 3.5 years as prisoners of war. Some wrote poetry. Many of the men collected recipes. Officers wrote elaborate cookbooks. A lot of the men were artists. One of the most remarkable artists I have come across in my research is your Montana native Ben Steele. And what makes Ben's art unique is he captures the humor and he captures the hell. And I use his artwork throughout my film."
An exhibition of Ben Steele's art is the very reason Loretta Swit, Jan Thompson, and her film are in Missoula. Barbara Kustra, director of the Montana Museum of Art and Culture, explains.
"The exhibition is entitled Human Condition, The Art of Ben Steele, and it too has this theme of the POW memory and images that he himself experienced during World War II. Art saved my life is the most wonderful quote from Ben Steele, because by exorcising his images out of his brain, out of his mind, after the war, he was able to become a monstrously wonderful person, a very important teacher in Montana. He's still with us in Billings at age 97. So we celebrate him. We celebrate all veterans through the wonderful work of Loretta Swit and Jan Thompson."
Swit believes Never the Same is important for many reasons, historically, culturally, and personally.
"Once you see this film, you have to give up the right to complain, because you'll feel foolish. Oh, I broke a nail. Oh my God, you know, oh wow, you know. I mean, it's like absurd. We have this extraordinary life that, by the way, they helped us have."
The Montana Museum of Art and Culture is hosting a meet and greet party with Loretta Swit and Jan Thompson September 10 from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., followed by a screening of Never the Same. Details and ticket information, as well as a link to the film's trailer, are at our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cherie Newman.